blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with your voice of triumph. Wave your beautiful hands one more time and just bless the Lord from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your two lived gates are open before you. If it worked for someone down this morning, by daybreak tomorrow, you are having your own testimony as well. Raise your voice and begin to declare, my two lip gates are open. They shall not be shut their night. In this new month, all that belongs to me must come to me. All that belongs to me must come to me in this new month. Now, raise your voice. My favor must come. My lifting must come. My open doors must come. My advancements must come. My progress must come. Everything that belongs to me this month must come. They must come. They must come to me. I will not be denied. I will not be robbed. I will not be denied. I will not be robbed. All that belongs to me must come to me. Every hindrance, every opposition, clear up my way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Father, speak your word to me again tonight. Refire my soul. Revive me today by your word. Speak to him right now. Tell him to talk to you. Tell him to talk to you. Tell him to speak 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 to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Please get seated. I have dominion. Somebody want to clap for the Lord? If you are, do that very well now. Amen. Praise God. I have dominion. Welcome to this second day of our October edition of Week of Spiritual Emphasis. What is it all about? It is about opening the new month. It is about capturing the month from the beginning. It's about removing all barriers and opposition out of our way. It's about securing speedy manifestation of the blessing of God for this month. And I'm so grateful to God, and I'd like to congratulate all of you who came first day and have come the second day and will be coming the third day. God will confirm his word in your life. Amen. Help me congratulate your neighbors, your right, your left. Tell that neighbor, this is your month. You will not miss your blessing. Your two lip gates are already open. Amen. According to scriptures, in Hosea chapter 6 verse 2, the second day is a day of revival. God will revive you today. The prophetic theme for this month is God still works wonders through praise. And somebody expecting it, say it with me right now. What does that mean? It means that praise is passage to wonders. Praise is passage to wonder. Start praising God and you will soon pass into wonders. Those who follow the path of praise will soon end in the destination of wonders. The beginning of praise always leads to the end that is called wonders. You cannot be praising God and not experience wonder. If you don't want to remain a wanderer, start praising God, and soon praise will lead you into wonders. Somebody say with me, as I praise God, I will no longer be a wanderer. I must end as a wonder. Psalm 67, verses 5 to 8 to 7 is our anchor scripture for the theme of the month. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the heart yield thy increase. Our God, even our God, shall bless us, and all the ends of the heart shall fear him. This month, God will do things in your life that will make people fear him. Yeah. Our teaching series, this being part 1B, is captioned Experiencing the Wonders of Praise. It's one thing to know it, it's another thing to experience it. This month, you will experience it. Yeah. Somebody came last night and experienced it today, it's your turn to experience it. We are reminded tonight that praise focuses on the faithfulness of God. Thanksgiving focuses on appreciating what God has done. But praise focuses on the celebration of God. Celebrating his person, celebrating his word, and celebrating his name. Celebrating the person of God. Celebrating the word of God. The efficacy of the word. The unchangeability of the person of God. The efficacy on the word of God. And the unfailing power of his name. For faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. He is faithful. He is constant. He does not change. Celebrating the person of God, the word of God, and the name of God. His name is constant. His word is unchangeable. His person is forever. I am the Lord. I change it not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not destroyed. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. I cannot change. And his word is yea and amen. And his name is always there. We do not praise God just for what has happened, but we praise God to make things happen. The fig tree may not blossom. There may be no fruit in the vine. There may be no physical sign that anything will happen. But as we praise him, we are moving him to make things happen. Praising God is moving God to make things happen. Praising God is moving God to make things happen. Those who praise him always will see his wonders always. It's my prayer that by the time we are done this month, praise will become your lifestyle. Amen. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Always.
Sing with me, the Lord is good. Oh, the Lord is good. Is good, the Lord is good. Is good to me. And I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord my God. I will bless the Lord at all times. I pray that praise will become your lifestyle. When you make praise your lifetime, you will experience blessing for a long time. Make praise your lifestyle to enjoy blessing for a long time. Praise God as a lifestyle so you can enjoy blessing your lifetime. God blesses me always because I praise Him always. May you receive that grace. Now, very specifically tonight, before we enter into a session of dancing and singing. Will somebody do that tonight? Oh yeah, I know you are ready for that. Dance your way into your wonders. Glory to God forevermore. Specifically, what wonder do we stand to experience in praise? Say with me, fulfillment of prophecy. Let me hear you again. What do you experience when you are praising God? Fulfillment of prophecy. Please listen to me carefully. What is prophecy? We'll look at it in one or two ways. Prophecy can be described as, thus saith the Lord. That is, any word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Prophecy means words spoken by God. Promises made by God. That is prophecy. And it can be spoken or written. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 13, the word of the Lord came to me. The second time. The word of the Lord came to me. Chapter 2 verse 1, the word of the Lord came to me. So, God has spoken something to you. If you like, call that personal prophecy. But there is also written prophecy. The word of God, the Bible in your hand, is a book of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto the light that shineth in the dark, and until the day dawn, and the day star arises in your heart. So God's word that is written, which is the Bible you are holding in your hand, is a book of prophecy. If you can hold your Bible in your hand and say with me, this is book of prophecy. Let me hear you again. Now you see the problem some people have who only carry computer in their hand. You can't confidently say this is book of prophecy because it contains too many things. But this one is one, pure, unpolluted. Glory to God forevermore. I thank God for your computer, but it cannot be compared with this one. This is the book, the book. You can't call your computer the book. This is the book of prophecy. So prophecy can be a direct word to you or the written word of the Lord.
And the joy about this one is that everybody have access to it. There is no monopoly of the prophecy of scriptures. No. It's open to all. What does that mean? When God says, I am your healer, that's prophecy. It's the promise of God. If you read from this book, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is prophecy to you. That is the word of the Lord to you. That is the promise of God to you. Prophecy. I try to make it as simple for you so that everybody will know that you are entitled to a prophetic word. If you read from the Bible, that your later end shall be greater than the former. That's prophecy. I thought somebody said amen to that. If you read from this book that you shall be head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. That is prophecy concerning you. You can run with it. You can lay hold on it. You don't need somebody to come to you and be shaking his leg and shake his hand and be, dramatizing. And then you are carried away. He works on your psyche and makes you feel, the Spirit of God is moving him. You don't need that. The Word of God is the most authentic prophecy. And you know the joy of that? Prophecy cannot be changed. The word of the Lord cannot be altered. The covenant of God cannot be altered. The promises of God are in him, yea and amen. Say a loud amen to that. Yeah. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. At he said, and shall he not do it? So anything God said should be considered done. Or at he spoken, and shall he not make it good? That is prophecy. That is, anything God said is meant to be fulfilled. Prophecies are meant to be fulfilled. Say, so they shall be fulfilled in my life. I want you to say it very well. If God says he will keep your going out and your coming in, what will happen? It shall be fulfilled. Answer me. It shall be fulfilled in my life. If God says you will borrow, you will lend to nations and not borrow, what do you say? It shall be fulfilled in my life. If God's word says he will keep your going out and your coming in, it shall be fulfilled in my life. It shall be fulfilled. Every prophecy is meant to be fulfilled. It shall be fulfilled in your life. You shall be head and not tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. You shall not be barren. You shall not suffer sickness and disease. It shall be fulfilled in your life. It shall come to pass in your life. It shall be fulfilled in your life. It shall come to pass in your life. Another definition of prophecy is the unveiling of divine plan. God's plan for your life. God's plan for your life. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24. God's plan. For the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. As I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And thoughts are unspoken words. They are unspoken words. So the word of God is still the same thing. As I have thought, I will bring it to come to pass. What is a thought? Unspoken word. What is a word? Verbalized thought. A word, simply put, is an expression, a vocal expression of thought. So as he has thought, which he has spoken, he will make it happen. So God's word is God's thought concerning you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts which I think towards you. I know the thoughts which I think towards you, which I have spoken to you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you your expected end. So every prophecy has an end, and you must expect it. But we realize that no human hand can fulfill prophecy or divine agenda, because it is God who spoke it. You can never be the one who will do it. It is God's hand that brings to come to pass what his mouth has spoken. Woe unto him that trusts in the arm of flesh. Jeremiah 17:5-8. 1 Kings 8:17-23. It was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of the Lord, God of Israel. And the Lord said unto David, my father, whereas it was in your heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in your heart. It's a good idea. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but your son shall come forth out of, which shall come forth out of your loins. He shall build the house unto my name. And the Lord had performed this word. Can you see that? Who performed this word? Who performed this word? And the Lord had performed his word that he spake. And I'm risen up in the room of David my father and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised, as the Lord promised, as the Lord promised, as the Lord spake. And I've built an house for the name of the God of Israel. And I've set there a place for the ark wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And look at what he said. And he said, the Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on the earth, who keepeth the covenant and mercy with the servant and walk before him. What his mouth has spoken, his hand has performed. Somebody say loud, amen. Amen. Whatever God has spoken to you shall come to pass. So if it is the hand of God that can fulfill the word of God, how do we move his hand? We do that through praise. We do that through praise. Which simply means, when you receive prophecy, engage in praise. And by that, power will be released for performance. From prophecy to praise. From praise to power. And from power to performance. Prophecy, praise, power, performance. Once the Lord has spoken, start praising his word. Or start praising him in his word. Psalm 56:4. I will praise God in his word. And as you praise him in his word, he releases his power. And with the arrival of his power, is his performance. God will perform his wonders in your life. Amen. I thought somebody said amen to that. Amen. Practical example is Abraham. Romans 4:16-21. Praise is one vital thing to do to see prophecy come to pass. When God speaks, don't bug your head how it will happen. Just start praising him that he spoke to you. Therefore, come to that passage. It is of faith that it might be of grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, say with me, as it is written, which if you like, as it is spoken, which if you like, as it is been thought of, I have made thee a father of many nations. Can you see that? When God says something, he has already done it. I have made thee a father of nations. That was before Abraham had his child. I have made thee. You may look poor today, but God has made you rich. Your shoe, your only one shoe may be open in the front as my own was. But God said, don't look at the shoes, look at my word. Before him whom he believed, say, I believe. Even God who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Oh, something tells me an individual is here before Shiloh 2019. You are stepping into your own private home. Who against hope believed in hope? What we are saying may look hopeless to you, but believe in hope that he might become. What to become is determined by the hope you have. Have hope, and you will soon become what you hope for. That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, not according to your circumstances, according to that which was spoken, not according to your pocket, but according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered, he took his eyes away from his body. Look away from your circumstances. He took his eyes away from his body that was now dead. Why should you be considering something that is dead? When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, they gave her certificates of deadness of womb. He said, it doesn't matter. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But what did he do? He was strong in faith. How? He gave glory to God. You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me. You are the Lion of Judah. You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me. You cannot lie to me. You are Lion of Judah. You cannot lie to me. He considered not. He looked away from what is happening to look at what is written. What did God say to me? What is written concerning me? And in the process, verse 21, he became persuaded. Fully so. And that's what praise does. Praise targets doubt to destroy it. Murmuring enhances doubt. Faith promotes faith. Praise promotes faith. The strongest companion of faith is praise. That's why you will discover in all probability those who praise God will always believe God. Praise is fertilizer to praise, to faith. You can't see a man believing God and doubting God at the same time. As he praised God, he became fully persuaded that what he has said, verse 21, he was able also to perform. And verse 22, and therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. At the end of the day, he got it. Somebody is getting his own tonight. Yeah. He has promised he will never fail. I will hold on him. I will hold on him. My God has promised he will never fail. His faith.
faithfulness is forevermore. His faithfulness, is for.
Hear this again, and we close. Once you receive prophecy, mix it with praise. And as you do, it will grow to stir up God's power. And as God's power arrives, performance is executed. Look away from your circumstances. Start praising God. Keep praising God. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop praising God. And God will not stop performing. Give God a big hand. Now, remember, the dead cannot praise God. Only the living can praise Him. And who is the living? The one who have given his life to Jesus. If you are not born again, you cannot be connected to God. Praise demands connection. Praising God demands connection with God. Somebody is here tonight. You know you are not born again. You know your heart is far from God. I'm not saying this to condemn you. I cannot do that. But I'm painting to you the picture of who you know you are. You know your heart is disconnected from God. You are far from Him. You know it. You are hiding yourself from God. You are scared of God. You don't have joy. You don't have peace. Nothing seems to be working. Sorrow fills your heart. You are only laughing in the open. You know something is wrong between you and God. Tonight, you want to say to Jesus, have mercy on me. Please save me. I surrender my life to you. I'm glad to let you know that Jesus will receive you just as you are, to help you, to rescue you, to put joy in your soul, to give you peace that you cannot explain. Somebody like that is here tonight, and you are saying, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm eager to do so. Why don't you rise to your feet? Let's pray together. So you can receive life. You can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Yes, you can. Maybe you are here tonight also. You gave your life to Jesus before, but you backslided. You backslided. You allowed Satan to deceive you. You left following God. You want to be restored back to Him. That is the best thing to do now. That is the best thing to do now. If you don't know the way forward, you can turn and you'll find Jesus there. Return to God right now. All of you who want to surrender your life to Jesus or to be restored back to the faith, start coming to the altar. Let's pray together. Let's pray together. Start coming. If you came with anything to church, your telephone, your card, your Bible, pick it along as you are coming. God bless you, all of you who are coming. Church, let's appreciate God. There is no time we make altar call here and people are not saved. Some individuals are seated here. You look very pious. You look very religious. But you know your heart is far from God. You are backsliding. Prayer, you can't pray again. You are backsliding. You want to be restored back to the faith. Wherever you are, I know the Spirit of God is talking to you. Stand up right now. Take a step down here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, all of my wonderful friends out here at the altar, please put your right hand on your heart. Bow your head and pray with me. Some fellows are still there. Two people are still seated. The Spirit of God is talking to you. Don't harden your heart. Don't pretend as if you're not hearing God. Jump up now and come. Now, pray with me, all of you in front here. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Save me today. Give me new life. Make me a child of God. From now, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. I am now a child of God. Write my name in the book of life. Give me your salvation, your joy, and your peace. Thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Please open your eyes. Jesus will receive these souls into your kingdom tonight. Thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Congratulations for your decision tonight. You will never regret it in Jesus' name. Please take a turn. Go after our pastor out there. Church, rise to your feet with me. Hallelujah. If you want to clap for the Lord, do so right now, quickly. Do so immediately. Do so right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen.